It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hello, ladies. This is Kathleen.
Hi, this is Jean.
We're so glad to be with you again this week.
Oh, my gosh. We can't wait to see what God does.
Every week. And we also know, in humility, that sometimes there are things that happen beyond our control.
Absolutely.
It's laugh or cry, ladies. And I know you have that with different things in your life, too. So if you were listening in for last week's show on the 29th, there was a technical glitch there, and it ended up re-airing the show from the 22nd. So we are so sorry that that happened, especially because I thought the Spirit was moving there for the show on the 29th. We were talking about St. Michael the Archangel, and it was great.
It was great, but we are going to play it again.
Yeah, whenever that does get posted, ladies, even though it's out of order or out of sync or whatever, and it's not going to be the Feast of St. Michael anymore, it's still worth a listen. So if you can bear with us to hear us twice in one week,
yes.
We would love for you to do that. Pick a week when you need a little extra.
And we want to thank you so much for all the outpouring love we received on our show about Lisa and how it's changing your life.
That is the biggest thing, isn't it? She would love that.
Yeah,
she does love that.
She does. She's working. She's working for us in heaven, girls.
Yes, you and know? I love that you're coming up to me when you see me, coming up to Jean when you see Jean, and letting us know that.
Yes. I was in the doctor's office and a sweet friend came up to me, you know, talking about the show. So thank you so much for that.
Well, speaking of sweet friends.
We have a sweet one.
Yes, we do. She's here with us today.
She is. And she is the reason why you all are listening to us.
That is actually absolutely the truth.
Right.
I mean, you know, God's inspiration, but 100% through her words.
Well, girls, October 7th, which is in a couple days, is the Feast of Our Lady of Victory. And that's when we started the show. So we're coming up to a year anniversary, but we want to introduce our great friend who put us in this position that we're in right now. And she is a Catholic author and an incredible speaker. She wrote a beautiful book called The Power of a Rose, and she is the foundress of a dinner honoring Our Lady called Mary's Way. Ann Winkle.
Welcome, hey, Ann.
Oh, what a pleasure to be here with you in a small space with two women that are so packed with power for the Lord. This is pretty intense.
It bounces off the walls.
Yes. It's a lot of fun, too.
Well, thanks for having me.
We are so glad you are here. And you just got off the plane coming up here from Alabama.
Visiting my grandkids.
Visiting.
It was beautiful. So beautiful. You know, there's so many young adults that are raising amazing Catholic homes and households. And I'm so proud of my son-in-law and my daughter. My little 2-year-old was singing herself to sleep. And I went to try to videotape it because that voice is sound cute. She was singing, "Oh Lord, Oh Spirit, come afresh on me."
Oh, wow. Talk about a powerhouse.
Thank you, Lord. How sweet. Keep Jesus going in that house.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are excited today because we wanted to talk about the Holy Rosary.
Yes.
And for some of you, this is rosary. What is that? And for some, this is part of your life, but you don't understand the power of it, maybe, like you will after hearing Ann talk about it. Maybe this will give you more of a fire, a zeal for the Holy Rosary. That's the hope here for us too.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like having a treasure in your home that you may not recognize as a treasure, or medicine in your medicine cabinet that could cure what ails you, but you're not taking it. It's just sitting in the medicine cabinet, you know? Times in our life, right?
Right.
I mean, the two of us, I know, we've talked about it many times, that Our Lady has sat by patiently waiting for us to get with the program.
Get with the program. So we have Ann here helping us get with the program.
Yes.
Well, thank you, ladies. The rosary has always been a beautiful, beautiful part of my life, thanks to my parents and grandparents. And I had a mom and a grandma that were both beautiful, intense Italian Catholics. Mm. And I remember them ever since I was very little having a rosary going through their hands when they were cooking, when they were cleaning, when they were doing laundry, and they were praying all the time. And then they introduced it to the family. We started praying together. And when that happens, it's amazing what the Lord does in the little hearts and souls of little children. And I grew up loving it. But I have to admit, it didn't become important to me as I was a teenager, in college, things like that, you fall away. But then there's a time in your life where I think the Blessed Mother grabs you again and really wants to bring you back closer to her son and heal the things that are going on in your life. And that's when I fell back to the rosary, mm-hmm. and it became very strong and powerful in my life mm-hmm. as well.
Don't you think, at least in my life, I think there's a correlation, or there was a correlation, between my humility and recognizing the need for a relationship with my Blessed Mother, that when I was proud, you know, which correlates with those years, when I was proud, I didn't think I needed her. I didn't want her. And mm-hmm. I was a little bit that way with my earthly mother, too.
Yes.
And then when I realized, oh, no, I am a mess on my own.
The value of a mother, that's so true. Mm-hmm. And our Blessed Mother is so amazing because she's all the wonderful parts of our mother here on earth, but none of the flaws or none of the hurts that maybe in the humanist can happen in our families. Mm-hmm. And so to know that she's there and to reach out, and like, I agree with you, it's, you know, we think we can do it on our own. We're trying to discover ourselves and who we are. But we're never as good as we should be if we step away from Jesus and Mary. And mm-hmm. so when Mary comes back into our lives and we feel that beautiful motherhood and get to know her the way she knew Jesus, because nobody knew his heart better than she did.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And she formed his heart.
Absolutely.
She formed his heart.
Yes. And so to pass that on to us and to help us to get him to know him as intimately as she did, is which our goal is, that the power of the Holy Rosary is a beautiful way to walk through his life and pray with the Blessed Mother. And she perfects all our prayers and intentions. She actually understands them better than we do. And she mm-hmm. brings them to the foot of the cross and lays them before her son. And it's such a beautiful way, a beautiful person, a heavenly person to ask to pray with us.
So, Aunt, can you speak to what is happening, what we're called to have happen in our mind, in our hearts, as we are, quote, meditating on the mysteries? Mm-hmm. Because I know, certainly for our Catholic listeners, that phrasing is something that is familiar, but what's actually supposed to be happening there may not be familiar. And for our Protestant sisters who might be listening, they just know that there are a lot of prayers getting repeated, but mm-hmm. they may not realize what we're called to be doing during
yes,
that time.
Yes.
So could you speak to that?
Sure. It's a beautiful, simple prayer, but it's profoundly intense as well. So as you pray the rosary, which was given to St. Dominic from our Blessed Mother, it's 5 decades, and each one talks about a different time in Jesus's life. So you're meditating, contemplating, thinking about putting yourself in the sand that Jesus was standing in at the time, and try to become very close with the life of Jesus and what was going on. There's different ways you can meditate and think about that. You can think about it through the eyes of Jesus and everything he was going through and why he was doing it for us. Mm-hmm. His joys, his sorrows, his glorious time. Allow yourself to surrender everything and just let go of everything in the world that's surrounding you right there, and try to jump into the life of Jesus and Mary and learn and understand and find that humility and joy of feeling what it's like to be there with Jesus.
Mm. Yeah, as you were talking about that, what struck me is, in my relationship with Mary, which is always growing, always learning, sometimes it's very dry and sometimes it's not. I find in my prayer time, the Lord, the Spirit will lead me to different parts of the Holy Trinity, you know, sometimes deeply the Father, deeply, then maybe other times deeply the Holy Spirit, the Son. But it's interesting, lately I'm finding the Lord leading me ever so gently back to his mother.
Mm.
And I believe it's an answer to prayer that I was saying was, Lord, teach me how to pray now deeper, more, Lord, more. There's always more.
Oh, yes.
And what's interesting is he's bringing me back to his mother. Instead of resisting that prompting of the Spirit, I'm entering in more deeply because my first response was, well, I know a lot about Mary. No, 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 the Lord says. There's you are at a different stage in your life now, and so was I. So you need to learn about those stages through my mother where I was.
Yes.
It's and not about me knowing myself.
Yeah. And there's no greater compliment to Jesus than to honor his mother. And we try to imitate him in that. He loved and honored his mother so much. So we try to do that. And through the Holy Rosary, it's one of those tools that we can do that. And as we contemplate, and it's kind of like a mantra in a sense, when you get in the rhythm of the Hail Marys and the Our Fathers, there can be a peace that comes over you because the Holy Rosary comes from the Prince of Peace, and he wants you to be peaceful no matter what's going on in your world. And when we think about Mary saying yes when she was 14 years old to the Lord, and she, of course, said yes and offered everything up. But often when I'm praying my rosary, I think, I want to say yes, Lord. I want to say less just like Mary. I think afterwards, did she think, wait a minute, what am I doing? You know, like, oh my gosh, now I have to think about this. And that's what happens sometimes when we pray the rosary, when we feel God calling us to something new and something different. We want to say yes. And then afterwards, do you have an apprehension and a fear? Mary understands all that.
That's right.
And she's there for you. And she's ready to walk you through that as well. Because if God is calling you to do something, which he does, each one of us, we're all here for a very specific reason in this specific time. And Mary's mission was one of the greatest of all time, to bring Jesus into our world. So what is your mission? What is God calling us to do right now in 2021? And as we pray the rosary and learn and discover that, have no fear. Just take that next best step in a yes, and Mary and Jesus will carry you the rest of the way.
You know, as you're saying that, especially because, and you were referencing the first joyful mystery, the Annunciation, right? When the angel Gabriel came to Our Lady to let her know and seek her fiat, her yes, to the Father's will that she would bear the Messiah. The very next mystery, joyful mystery, is the Visitation. When she goes, Scripture says, in haste to visit Elizabeth, that I love that this is really the only time that we see Our Lady in haste in Scripture. Other times she's pondering in her heart. It's a slower kind of feeling that I get reading things. But in that instance, at a time when I would think, oh, this was so big, you could really take some time out just for you, just to start thinking about what's going on and what's happening. No, she moves immediately in haste in service for another.
Yes.
You know, she goes outside of herself immediately. And how often when the Lord is prompting me to do something, my response is not to go in haste outside of myself. My response is to look in and kind of second guess, is this really what God wants me to do? So that meditation, just the movement from the one mystery to the other, oftentimes for me is a reminder that no, that is not the time to pause.
And in her obedience and going to serve Elizabeth, God was leading her to something beautiful, because Elizabeth was probably the only woman on earth that truly understood what was going on with Mary. So Mary now had support and love and the confidence that she needed to know that she could do this.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that moment of John the Baptist giving worship to the Lord, you know, Mary's needs and the needs of her unborn son, our Savior, were met, even though she was going outside herself. It looked like she wasn't taking care of her own needs. But in her moving outside in service, the Lord took care of her greatest needs at that moment. Oh, well, we actually have to pause. We are not going to be able to move in haste to the next section. We have to take our break, ladies. But when we get back, we will return in our conversation with Anne, and she will continue sharing with us the beauties and the blessings of praying the Holy Rosary.
Yeah. AM 1270 Catholic Radio Charlotte on the Carolina Catholic Radio Network.
Hello, this is Carolyn Klicka, relationship coach with Abounding Joy, a new feature on Carolina Catholic Radio. Our marriage and other relationships are so important to our peace and happiness. Are you struggling with conflicts that just continue to escalate? Are you dealing with anger, fear, or just feel like you need to find new solutions? I'll share some godly principles on how you can resolve relationship and inner conflicts, create agreements, and move into the peace and joy that God wants for you. Discover greater freedom and healing through insights about the truth of who we are and what God is asking of us. Join me daily for 2 minutes of insight and encouragement for your heart and your relationships. This is Carolyn Klicka with Abounding Joy. Visit me at AboundingJoyMinistry.com. Listen in and discover why today I choose joy.
Hello, I'm Elsie Spady, the host of Healed and Restored. My show is dedicated to making a difference in people's lives by showing them how the healing of the body, mind, and spirit is possible and available to all God's broken children. I invite you to tune in every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. Each week, I invite a different guest, and together we discuss all the different facets of healing. Thank you for tuning in and for supporting the work at Carolina Catholic Radio. God bless.
The Carolina Catholic Radio Network, a proud affiliate of EWTN Radio, considers our primary mission its power to catechize and evangelize throughout the week in people's everyday lives. Once you leave Mass, how do you stay close to God and your Catholic faith in the 168 hours between Sunday Masses? Arguably, the best way to stay connected is with local Catholic radio. You'll find something for everyone and every situation. Carolina Catholic has many awesome plans for you across our 6 platforms this fall. In the weeks ahead, we will begin to share our plans as we secure your financial support to make them a reality. Please consider a one-time donation or monthly tithe today. Just go to the Donate tab on CarolinaCatholicRadio.org. Thank you for your prayerful consideration to join us in our mission across the Carolinas. May God bless you abundantly.
Hello, ladies. This is Jean. Welcome back. We are here, Kathleen and I, with a dear friend, Ann Winkle. And we were just speaking about the rosary and the power of praying with Mary. And before Ann shares some beautiful stories and some miracles with the power of this beautiful prayer, I just want to say, ladies, Our Lady didn't know everything. And for those that don't really know her well, there's this misunderstanding that she knew everything. No, she pondered God's direction in her heart. She was learning through meditation, thinking about His Word. That's why she is so important with the rosary, because we talked about meditation before we broke, and she is the expert on meditation. So, Anne, why don't you share with us some of the stories that you would like to, that you were inspired by the Spirit to share?
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's another reason why I love the power of the rosary, because I've seen so many beautiful results from it. Mm. And one is a wonderful story that I wrote about in my book, The Power of a Rose, about a beautiful story that happened in my childhood when I was 5. Incredible miracle with my mother. But that's not the one I want to share right now.
Oh, okay.
So when another story is when I lived in Chicago, and my children were like 6th grade and under. Mm. And we were in a beautiful little parish called the Annunciation. And there were about 30 kids in each class, so it was really small. And everybody really got to know each other well. And my daughter Jen was in the 4th grade, and her best friend was Ashley. So they spent a lot of time together. And suddenly we found out that Ashley's mom, her name was Julie, she's 34 years old, found out that she had stage 4 lung cancer. Mm. And didn't fit the bill at all. Had no smoking history, nothing made sense. But she was terrified. Mm. And she didn't confide in many people, but they basically told her if we'll try the chemo, and if it works, you might have about a year. If it doesn't work, you'll have 6 months.
Wow.
And so I remember her asking me to go to lunch and just crying and asking, why would God do this? Why?
Yeah.
He's not even going to let me watch my children graduate from the eighth grade. You know, she was very hurt. She was very angry. She was confused.
Yeah.
And so a couple of us ladies said, we've got to do something for this family. And I remember one woman coming up to me and said, Ann, you've got to do something. I was like, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I know what we can do. And so we put out a notice, anybody that wants to pray for Julie, we're going to meet at the grotto in the back of church every Sunday night and see what the Lord has in store for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started coming together on Sunday nights, and Julie would call me and say, why are you doing that? You're wasting your time. And I'm not coming. I said, oh, you don't need to come. We're praying for you. You just heal. You get better. Don't worry about it. And so more and more people started coming on Sunday nights. And we prayed faithfully, no matter what the weather was like out there.
Mm.
And more people started to come. And then her husband started to come, and her children started to come. But Julie didn't come. And so it was about 4 months in.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, Julie got out of the car with her husband and started walking towards the grotto. And she came over and she gave me a hug and she said, I don't know what I'm doing here. I said, that's okay. That's okay. You're here. And so she prayed with us, and it got to the time where she had to go back to see if the chemo was working at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to find out the next morning, which is probably maybe that's why she came to the rosary the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, whenever you find out, just give me a call. I'll keep my phone on. And so at around 10:30, my phone rang, and I was in the middle of Costco with a basket pouring over. And I picked up the phone, and I said, oh, Holy Spirit, please help me respond however you want me to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked it up, and she was sobbing, and she couldn't talk. And I thought, oh, dear Lord, please give me the words, give me the strength. And she sobbed and sobbed, and finally she said, it's gone. It's totally gone. And I said, what? She said, they can't find any cancer anywhere. And she said, meet me now. And so I was one of those horrible ladies that left my cart in the middle of the aisle and ran out and met her. And we hugged, and she cried and she cried. She said, there is a God. God heard us. God heard us.
Aww.
And so as a result, we announced the good news, and everybody at Annunciation was hugging and crying as the kids came out of school that day. And we said, in thanksgiving to God, we're meeting at the grotto for another 6 months to give thanks because we just saw a mighty miracle happen for Julie. And so many, many faithful people did, including Julie, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And she confided, she said, the most treasured prayer I have right now is the Memorare. I know Our Lady heard us when we prayed the Memorare. And so I'm happy to say that God's miracle was so mighty that she watched her kids graduate from eighth grade, college, her daughter get married, and she's now holding her grandchildren.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank you,
God.
Jesus, and the power of the Holy Rosary that called on the Blessed Mother and so many angels and saints, you know, to jump in because they want to help. Often we just have to call on them.
And actually, Blessed Mother says she's appearing in Medjugorje right now, and she, which is former Yugoslavia, and she says the rosary can change the power of the world. And October 7th, there is a National Rosary Day happening in our country for our country. Our country's in tough times right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are gathering on that day. I know we are at Mary's Women of Joy. There's over 100 women praying the rosary at 12:30 that day for our country. Ladies, we can change the outcome of our country with the Holy Rosary, the power of this prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I thought was interesting in your sweet friend. Notice it wasn't the disposition of her heart that granted the miracle.
Right. We don't earn those.
No. There is no earning, ladies. Our mother is not a mother of justice and judgment. She's a mother of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she knows is mercy. And to go to her is very important. But let me tell you, as a female, the enemy will roam in that area of female to resist female. And you can see that in your life. right?
Different times.
But when it comes to Our Lady, there is the enemy rages most powerfully when a woman wants Mary to be her mother. He will do everything and anything he can to justify not saying a rosary, to resisting. Now, that's all scripture. The rosary is 100% scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And he will do anything he can to, for us as women, to raise our hearts against that. Remember, we were talking about being younger and the mother, sometimes rebelling against our own mothers,
mm-hmm.
but the earthly the mother. And I hear a lot of women say, I'm just not comfortable with the rosary. I want you to look beyond those feelings and just trust. And just trust in our Heavenly Mother and go to her and see what she does for you. Watch her work for you. Why do I speak that? Because that's my walk. I've been to Medjugorje. I saw all the miracles and the supernatural. My mother had to take me to a communist country to get me on the right path when I was 24. You know, I didn't use the typical ways. Mom had to bring me. And I'm a very strong woman, so I felt like she was a threat in her meekness. But actually, she's so strong. But I share that with you because there are women out there listening that just resist this way of praying. Don't judge it. Move in it. Watch the power of God work through her, through Our Lady, through this beautiful little woman, this is who he chose to change our world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you're right when you say that Satan is so angry and gets so upset anytime the Blessed Mother is involved, because he was cast out of heaven and he was to slither on his belly forever. And then God chooses this meek, unimportant little girl, a 14-year-old girl, to help redeem the world.
To reign as queen.
Queen of heaven and earth. And Satan is humiliated. And so she takes so much power when it comes to interceding and blocking Satan to try to get to us or discourage us or help us stay stuck in those bad memories of despair. And so, yes, cling to our Blessed Mother when you feel like you are being attacked.
Yes.
Let's move now, ladies, into our prayer time and invoke her intercession and see what the Holy Spirit has to say. See where he's going to take this prayer time.
Well, this will be aired on Wednesday, which is October 6th, and that is typically in the church the day for the glorious mysteries, where we focus on the resurrection of our Lord, the ascension of our Lord, the descent of the Holy Spirit, and our Mother being crowned Queen of Heaven, ascending into heaven. So they're glorious. So we will do the first glorious mystery. Do you think
that's a
sure?
Let's do that. And women who are new to the rosary, we're going to show you how to pray this prayer. Listen for the words of scripture. They're through the whole decade, meaning 10. We're just going to do a decade today.
All right, let's sanctify our time together. Be intentional about coming before the throne of God as we pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And Anne, if you would lead us in this decade.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we offer this decade for every person listening right now, for all the needs they have in their families, in their hearts, for their children, for their loved ones, for our world and for our country. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
We make this prayer in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now, I want to just recall, ladies, we just did a meditative prayer. What did the Lord say to you during that time? I don't know if you noticed in your spirit you were getting quieter and quieter, more settled. Maybe some thought came to mind. This is all the Lord speaking to your heart, wanting to maybe heal, bring you hope, joy. This is what you do. You reflect on the rosary. Not mm-hmm. just finish it, but what did the Lord say to me?
Mm-hmm. And you grow in that practice.
Yes.
It's not something that the first time you pray, you think, oh my. Now, it could be. The Lord could choose to do that. But oftentimes, it's something that unfolds.
Over time.
Yes.
I wanted to talk more about the power of a rose. Where can the women buy your book? Because there's many more stories in that,
yes,
in that book.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a beautiful book. It can be found on Amazon, and it's in the English version and the Spanish version, or you can get it at mymarysway.com.
Mymarysway.com.
Mymarysway.com. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Anne. It has been such a pleasure to have you
my
here.
Joy. Talking about my favorite topic. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Ladies, we will be back next week.
Yes, we will.
And we will have to pray for us, please. We pray for you.
Yes.
And we are here to serve you. We're walking on this journey together. And I'm hoping today something on the rosary just struck your heart where you pick up those sweet little beads. Use your fingers if you don't have beads.
Yeah, you have 10 fingers.
Ten
it's
fingers.
So convenient.
And Google how to say the rosary if you don't know. Look it up. And we look forward to, and pray for us when you pick up that prayer. Okay, we will see you next week.
See you next week, ladies.
God bless, ladies.